You're listening to The Working Mum's Show, episode number 8, Building Resilience, a Path to Improved Mental Health for Busy Mums, with Anissa Zafar. Welcome to The Working Mum's Show. I'm your host, Christelle Donaldson, mum of two and busy professional. In this show, we explore different ways to find balance and thrive as a working mum in Switzerland. We'll share practical advice and inspiration to help you prioritize your health, family and career. From self-care and mindfulness to career development or financial planning, we'll cover a range of topics to help you feel your best and achieve your goals. So join us as we dive into the challenges and joys of being a working mum and discover how to create a life that's balanced and fulfilled. In today's episode, I'm thrilled to welcome Anissa Zafar, a certified meditation teacher, a resilience mentor, and intuitive painter. Anissa's passion lies in guiding women toward inner peace and clarity in life's busy hustle. With her expertise in meditation, resilience, and creative expression, she's dedicated herself to helping busy mums find balance and well-being in their lives. During our conversation in this episode, we talked about how mums can learn to slow down and become aware of repeating patterns in their life that create stress. Anissa shared her own definition of resilience and how to build it on a daily basis. She shared steps that you can take to become more aligned in life by looking into your real life desires, questioning yourself, and by using practical tools and techniques along the way. We talked, for example, about meditation, journaling, coaching, creativity, and art, all with the objective to look after your mental health. I have to say, just listening to Anissa has a soothing effect in itself, because she is so calm and composed. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. So hello, Anissa. Nice to have you in the podcast today. How are you?
Thank you, Christelle, for inviting me.
I'm very happy to have you. I've seen you in my networks for a long time, and I've seen all of the wonderful workshops that you organize, and I've wanted to try and join one. So I'm really excited to have you on board today, and I'm sure we'll have many things to talk about. For people who don't really know you, do you mind introducing yourself a little bit, please?
Sure, my pleasure. So I'm Anissa Zafar, originally Iranian. It's a very difficult question, actually, when they ask, where are you coming from? So I say I was born in Iran, but I really feel myself as a world citizen because of traveling and really my heart that it is open for different cultures. So I consider myself really citizen of world. I'm a certified meditation teacher, stress management, trauma and resilience coach, and I'm also a writer. I help women, mostly women, because I work with men as well, and groups. I help them really to slow down, to understand in which states of mental health they are and how they can take care of their mental health in order to be more productive, to have more energy, and prevent burnout. My methods are very holistic. So I combine coachings, meditation, and also using arts. So that is what I do.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So there's the first thing that I want to jump in is to slowing down, because typically here we're talking about women who come to Switzerland. A lot of the women in our audience, I think, come from overseas, come to Switzerland, discover the country, have a job, start a family, or already have a family. So life is busy. And I think we have a tendency these days to do more and more and more and never to slow down because you feel guilty, especially if you're a mum. So can we address that? And how do you help women actually slowing down when it feels that they have to do more?
It is a very interesting question, and it is a lot there, right? Sometimes there are really patterns, as you mentioned, guilt. So it's a pattern, right? It is not a real condition, it's a pattern. And when a client comes to me, they are usually, as you mentioned, working women, ambitious, mm-hmm. successful. And then they feel that their mental health is becoming itchy, right?
Yes.
So when they come, we go and we see what are the areas that are causing them stress, right? And then we address each areas. And when we do that in that process, many patterns come up. And then we go and we deal with those patterns. And usually the outcome is that they allow yourself. I like the word allowing. They allow yourself to take time for their self-care because they understand when they're in a good mental health, they have more energy and they can be more productive with family and, of course, for themselves. So it is usually what I see. I know I mentioned it very shortly. It happens in some session, of course, but it is what happens. We go and address patterns, and then they see, okay, wow, if I do this practice, I can really do what I enjoy, right? And they understand also the purpose of life. So we start from stress management, but many things come up actually.
Yes, so you mentioned pattern, and I'm not an expert in trauma, for example, but I believe it's a bit related, right? It's trauma that you might have from childhood, from early years, and then you repeat the same pattern of behavior. Is it?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are a lot there. There are many things there that might be that it has happened when they were a child, it has happened when they were in a school, right? Or even in an adult phase of life, I would say, in a job that has happened, right? And it has stick there. So you need some work to let it go consciously, right? Maybe you can, sometimes I have seen people that you cannot delete the patterns, and from the other side you become conscious, right? And that's the goal, right? To become conscious and do not let that decondition us. To say, hey, I see you, okay, you are there, I've seen you, you're not real. And they might come up and come up. So the goal is not to delete something or to restock or stock. I don't like those words actually. We never stock. Everything that's happened, that they have a reason, right? So even in those conditions, they become conscious of the patterns.
Yes. And it's interesting because becoming conscious of your behavior is probably the first step, I guess. And I would like to have your view on how working with a coach, for example, can help because it's much harder. For example, it's easy to see the fault, I guess, or maybe the pattern in someone else, but not so easy to see it on yourself, right? Like having someone help you discover all of that is how do you guide women to see their own patterns, for example?
Coaching, usually all of the coaching, life coaching, health coaching, in my case, stress management, resilience, and trauma coaching, it is a combination of lots of questions that you address, right? And you invite the other person to reflect what is there. And then you might see something, and then you start other questions. And it is combined with methods, right? For example, resilient, it has lots of methods and techniques to bring your nervous system down. So it is the first things that I do. If someone comes to me and I see, oh my God, it's so much nervous energy, we need to calm down first. Then we start meditation or other techniques and methods to bring the person to the still condition to allow her to think, right? To reflect. So it's a combination of lots of questions and techniques that allow to bring that balance and then reflection. I think that once meditation or those resilience technique is like that, you make the sea without lots of waves, right? So it's like our mind. When it's lots of thoughts are there, is like that. You have a sea with loads of waves. So we need to keep it still and make that sea calm and able to be to think about things.
So while you're mentioning meditation, always instantly I hear resistance of people who say they cannot do meditation because they can't stop their brain or it's not what they need. But you know, obviously I like meditation and there are different ways of doing it. But what do you say to people who come to you who probably are so busy and active in their mind and say that?
That is absolutely good. I have so many methods. If one doesn't work, we jump to the other. So that is not a problem. And I think the first thing is how we define things. Meditation is not a stopping the mind. We cannot stop our thinkings. It is loops of subconscious there. It's even if you think that we are not thinking, we are thinking, right? So it's important to kind of define what is meditation, what is my purpose. And there are so many techniques and methods there that really can serve from the scope that person has, right? One person maybe wants to have less stress, so you give a technique, which is not meditation, it's a technique scientifically, you know, shown. The person can do that, or a person comes to say, oh, I really would like to do something more deep, more longer, and then you say, okay, let's do meditation. And as I said, I use also art and creativity in this case. And there are many people that I have seen in these years. It's very funny. They cannot sit for meditation or even for doing the technique. And when it comes to arts, they do not feel how time flies, actually. So they just feel in the flow. And what is very interesting about using art is that it is, again, scientifically approved that when you use your hands and you have a thought basically in your mind that kind of works with your hand, your nervous system becomes very calm and feels safe. So it is a very, very interesting approach, I would say.
Yes, it's interesting. I was waiting for the word flow to come in your sentence, and you did say it. And I mean, I love anything artistic myself, you know, more creative, I'd say. I love drawing. And it's true how I notice instantly how you feel so good when you do something with your hands, right? Whether I'm drawing, piano, cooking or something. And indeed, it takes your mind somewhere else than just trying to do nothing sometimes. Even, I think I noticed the first time, even when I was in class, I used to draw and doodle to help me focus. There is something specific about that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Many people, they do not know that it is happening, and it is happening, right?
Mm-hmm. And I guess here again, one of the resistance that people might have to art would be, you know, saying, yeah, but I don't know how to draw. I'm not an artist. But same as for journaling, I guess the point is not to produce something pretty. The point is to experience that moment of being in the present and being in the flow and letting go of their creativity, right?
Absolutely. So it's very interesting. We need to separate two processes, right? I can talk for it because I went to the art school, right? So I'm an artist as well. And when I produce an art, like a painting for sale or for someone, the process is absolutely different with the painting that I do for myself to express my feelings, right? I do not sell them, by the way. So they are my feelings. They are the expression of what I have done. And I really don't mind how they look like, right? That is the process, as you mentioned. So it's about not judgment, not being judgmental, about really giving a space, allow ourselves to be. It's not something that you produce to sell or to show it to someone. It's you, it's for you.
Mm-hmm. So you say the word again, allow, and I want to also use the word maybe letting go of perfection, because for example, here we're talking about art and creating something, so letting go of wanting it to be perfect, or if you write in a journal, letting go of making perfect sentences, and I guess there must be a link with life in general of wanting everything to be controlled and perfect, right?
It's absolutely, you just... I just use the right words. Yeah, it is a lot about just understanding, right? What you mentioned is like let go of perfections, and I add also self-criticism, right? They come hands to hands usually. and just understanding that we're not perfect, right? Some of us, we have that stronger, that feeling of self-criticism, some a little bit less. It depends on the patterns that we have, you know, education that we have observed. And it's very important to be, again, conscious about it, right? When it comes out, to remind ourselves we are not perfect. No one is perfect. And maybe one word more that comes after is forgiveness, right? When we do not have the capacity of let go and be kind to ourselves, compassionate, then come the big problem of forgiving ourselves. And many women that I see, they are dealing with that, right? That they are not able to forgive themselves.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting because you say, you know, forgiveness and compassion, which a lot of women and mums have, but maybe more towards their kids or their family or their friends. But it's compassion and forgiveness towards oneself that is difficult, right? And why is it so difficult? Why do we speak to ourselves so badly and are so strict with ourselves?
It's exactly so. If we go back about what we have said, I would put forgiveness, then I go one step back and I put self-criticism and the desire of being perfect, and then go again one step back and go to the patterns that we have. And again, one step back, it's a lot of we have absorbed from our family, from other generations, from schools, right?
Yeah.
So they made hard basically this process of being human. Being human, be able to make errors, because we are not perfect, we don't know everything, right?
Yeah, so it's about kind of unlearning some bad things that we've absorbed, like you say, and there are different methods, like, I, you know, they also, I guess, NLP and, how do you call it, hypnosis and many different techniques, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned resilience a few times, so you're a resilience coach. How do you define
right.
resilience?
It is also a very interesting question. I emphasize always that resilience doesn't mean to work until you're dead. It's not resilience, right? Or feel your planning as much as you can, or absorbs work as much as you can. That's not resilience. It's resilience if you are aware, of course, of what you are doing, right? Again, with consciousness. So back to your question, resilience is the capacity that everyone develops in order to feel our batteries. That is a very simple definition, how capable we are, how resourceful we are to daily, you know, in a daily basis, as a routine, feel our batteries.
I stop you there because I really didn't expect that. It's true, I was going to like expect how do you learn to resist to things, or but it's actually the other way around, right? How do you
Absolutely.
Refill to make sure you're at
right.
the top and
it's
ready?
Not about resistance. And then sometimes we need to go to let go of that resistance, because as you know, in physics, when you have resistance, you have frictions and you lose energy there, right? It creates heats and then you lose energy.
No, because did I read right that you train as an engineer?
I'm an engineer. I'm a chemical engineer, yes.
Oh, interesting.
And
I'm a mechanical engineer.
I love science. So you understand that, right? So.
That's good. Okay. And so then again, then if you talk about resilience and learning how to fill your battery, I guess it's about learning to understand yourself better, what works for you, what fills your cup, and then how do you do more of that? And you have different techniques, I guess. How do you empower women? You know, tell me, for example, how do you work through a few sessions? You teach them technique, you do some meditation with them. I guess you pick into your bag of tools, and you know, so that women are left. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so just
sure.
go through some examples of how you work.
Sure. I usually offer, not that you ask, I just give you a very practical example. I usually work with women in long term, like a package of 6 or 8 weeks. because I believe one times doesn't, even two times doesn't bring you anything, right?
No.
I say always you have lived, I don't know, 40 years, 30 years like that. You cannot change it. Did two times meditation, right? Because I have clients like that sometimes coming from corporate and they want the easy fix, right? I said, there is no easy fix. There is no that pills, right? So we start that with understanding what is their desire, right? And where they are standing, what they want to create in their life. And that is the very standpoint. And accordingly, of course, I use, you know, lots of methods, stress management and resilience methods, and techniques, right, that they can start to include into daily life. So they can start to see a little bit, you know, starting to just see the effects and become calmer to have that space to reflect. And then we go through lots of questions, patterns to work with. And then, of course, we use meditations. And meditations that are tailored, right? That might be that they're tailored to let go of self-criticism or be tailored to forgive even themselves, right? You made a nice example that I've heard a lot. They're a mom and they think that they're not doing a lot or enough. So, and we work, of course, a lot with creativity and art because it helps that on subconscious level, it brings the things up, right? It's like that you go and you start really to dig in to see what is there.
Yeah. And how do you help women maybe develop their own technique, or for example, you know, so that when they're on their own, they can also keep learning about them, or maybe through journaling, or how do you teach them to be their own kind of guide?
Sure. So the techniques, they're going to stay with them, right? I don't want to be with them until the end of my life and their life. So the techniques, they're going to stay with them. I provide lots of journaling material, self-reflections. And I think you have maybe seen my book as well.
And you have an oracle as well, right?
Absolutely, yes. So this book, it is 20 days, that of course you can make it 20 weeks, 20 topics of going through what is going in your life, right? And use art, writing and journaling. So I do not leave them alone. People come into this, you know, 8 weeks or 6 weeks, they receive a book, they receive loads of material to work on, and at the same time, enough material, not to overwhelm them, right? I do not like to overwhelm clients because I have been also in the coaching, like business coaching, and I was overwhelmed with the material that I receive, right?
Yes, yeah.
So sometimes five exercises might be more useful than giving them 20 and they don't know which one to use. So I usually go and see what works with them. We try and then we agree that they stick with that. That is how it's going to work. Otherwise, you go from one technique to other and you just feel, oh, I don't know what to do, right?
Yes. Yeah, I can relate. I mean, I just started a new job recently and I'm going through like e-learnings of gazillion videos and like, I don't know how I'm going to choose which one. Yes.
Right.
And do you have corporations sometimes that come, or, you know, high executives who really need to slow down and... specifically for work?
Corporation, you mean corporates?
Either companies who want to have something for their employees.
Absolutely.
Or executives who come for themselves.
Absolutely. I'm open to that. I have teach and I'm open to that. It is what is really needed more and more.
Yeah, with the demands, right? From companies, from work, from work from home and or not and everything. You mentioned to me that you were organizing an online summit. Do you want to share a little bit more what it's about and how it would be helpful to people in the audience?
Absolutely, absolutely. So as you know, I give lots of free master classes during the year and sometimes I organize small summits, right? With, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5 speakers, and this time it's a little bit bigger. We have 18 speakers. The summit called Harmony Here, and it's about really 360 degree well-being for women. Of course, if there is a man desiring to watch this, that is absolutely fine. And our main audience are women. We talk from nutrition to trauma, how to use art for resilience, business. We have legal, we have techie women. We have CEOs, directors talking about how they get there, right? It's also about well-being. We have amazing women from Zurich who they build amazing community and they talk about resilience and community, right? The link will be very soon out. I will be happy to share with you mid of November. And the summit is a recorded summit that is available from 27 to 29 of December. You might ask why Anissa, you put it that time. It is usually for myself, it has been in, I would say 10, yeah, for the last 10 years. It was a moment of really planning, renewing, meditating what I want to do in my life and reflecting. And I've been part of lots of summit in that moment of the year. I really loved it. And I felt that, wow, maybe other women, they felt the same. And that can be a boost there, right? To give them valuable, I would say, if you say, Anissa, what is the price of this summit? I would say it's priceless. That's why we are giving it for free.
Good
I
one.
couldn't really put a price because it's so valuable. Women sharing their experience and expertise, actually.
No, I completely agree. I mean, this is why I love, the work that I do through this Facebook group and now this podcast is to share experiences, share advice and things, but also stories and experiences of women from different backgrounds and how they go through their life and how they build their own resilience and their own techniques and to inspire others to do the same. So, I will definitely share the link once I have it.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you.
Do you have any final, or if you had one advice to give to women about their well-being, what would it be?
Sure. Mind your mental health. Ask for help. And asking for help means that you are brave. It doesn't mean that you are weak. It's like that, having a cold and go to the doctor. So if you feel that you need help, just get that help. And even do not allow yourself to get there. Just have that practice, routine practice that can fill your batteries and fill your cap.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Crystal.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Anissa.
The same here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.